Advantages of branding in healthcare is very simple. It cuts through the me too medical brands. It increases profitability and gain higher market shares, profitable and seamless merger and acquisition transactions. Innovation and productivity are predictable, not accidental, because that's what I said, it's branded. Creates a brand preference and skyrockets patient retention. The fifth point is the critical. Creates a brand preference and skyrocket patient retention. If you ask today, ask any one of you who wants to go to a hospital which is a nearby one to go to a Fortis or a corporate hospital, Reddy's, Dr. Reddy's, or want to go to some chain of hospitals. They will say, I want to go to Fortis or that chain of hospitals. Generic hospitals are not getting that much because they don't have a brand, plus the service are not up to the mark. The branding strategy have five processes: the DNA of the brand, the positioning of the brand, the persona of the brand, and the communication framework of the brand, and the art direction of the brand, how it is done. So to start off with, the art direction is simple. Your main goal is to project the revenue in the short term. So patients move toward their purchase in predictable stages. Current revenues are more important than brand building. Acquiring customers is more important than keeping them. You have no use for non-customers. There is a lot of it here, most of which no longer pans out. Instead of stuffing patients into funnels and squeezing the profit out of them, healthcare brands should encourage, empower, and delight their patients so that they can build the brand. This line should empower and delight their patients. Empower and delight their patients so that the brand is made. That's the measure of branding success. It doesn't mean that just because patients move toward the purchase in predictable stages, I'm looking at current revenue, which is more important than brand building. So if your goal is to project revenue in a short term, these are the ways to measure the brand. Healthcare marketing communications. Now we talked about brand, now how to communicate to build those brand. I will leave it up to you to only one line, the last line. The organization must have an effective online marketing strategy. I'll read it again. The organization must have an effective online marketing strategy, the key point. There are new organizations which is coming, enter a market on a daily basis. How does survive? That's the line. Online marketing strategy. So what is that? Marketing communications are nothing but it's an action taken by an organization. They may be form of message, they can influence, they target audience to influence attitudes and behaviors of the patients or internal external audiences. That's the mode of communication, or healthcare marketing communications are actions in that way. One of the most significant thing is the content, because the content may influence a prospective consumer about the service or the service options or the availability of the service or the services features, functions and benefits. You know, in sales, we'll typically have this fabbing and baffing. Fabbing is features, advantages and benefits, and baffing is benefit, advantages and features. So which one you want to tell it, the benefit, advantages and features is a better branding than the features, advantages and benefits. Because features is almost the same. If you're a multi-specialty hospital, you will cater to all forms of patients. How the service is benefiting the patients is the key aspect out there. It is not only used for prospects, but it also establishes relationships with the current consumers to personalize messages. I gave an example before. I got a call on my birthday. There is a separate team who calls the customers for the next visit. If it is a chronic case, there are hospitals with calls patients for their annual checkups. He has taken a package for 2 annual checkups in 3 years. So these are the dates. Don't get me wrong, like you get a call for your car service or your bike service. So they are slowly and steadily creating that healthcare marketing communication, which might be one of the finest in the industry. But yeah, it's on the way. The other form of it is very simple. If a healthcare is targeting the attributes of healing as a main benefit, they should offer messages showing that healing stage. Okay. To give an example, let's say you have a swollen elbow, right? Now, what are the types to move or make it normal? You use an ointment, you can use a bandage, you can use a painkiller. Now, think of the communication that if you're using the healing attributes, then the message should show the healing stage. So you will see there are certain advertisements which go before and after. That before it was swollen, after I have used this medicine, it is now not swollen. So the healing stage. Because it is very difficult to define the benefits of a medicine. How can you define the benefits of azithromycin? It takes almost 3 to 4 days. You can't have a communication on that. That is why the healthcare market communicates on the attributes of the services and the benefits of the service experiences. That's why before and after has that kind of a method. The other way to look at this is that the slogans and the images are used to support of the offerings that they do. They might use a metaphor. Metaphors are used to communicate value. But the most important thing is that slogans and the images are used to support. The slogans are very helpful. So you cannot move away of the slogan. It's not from healthcare. You have, let's say, hospital A. We treat people, not the disease. Just an example. We treat people, not the diseases. So, you know, that's the image, acha. They treat people, they're not treating diseases. So, you know, that metaphor is more valuable than the services that you offer, because that creates that brand perspective in your mind. The communication, acha, they treat people. So let me try how are they treating people. At least you will go once. And if that service is good, that guy will come back and let others know, you know, they actually work on that slogan that they're using. So slogans and images are very helpful to support the other things which are actually helpful. You know, one of the key aspect is they use animated displays or videos. If you walk into a hospital or a clinic or a physician's office or a physician's room, you will see. Okay, I'll give you another example. 5 years ago, if you have a broken bone or something, the doctor never shows you the x-ray. He says, this is what has happened. There is a broken bone and you might have to operate or you might have to have a plaster. Today, a physician shows you the x-ray, put it on the light panel, shows, you know, this is the bone. You see, this bone has been tilted toward this side or this side. This bone has a fracture out here. This is the hairline fracture. Then it takes a photo of that in a mobile phone, enlarges the picture and shows. So that is one. They use animated display of how a kidney fails. I was watching a video in YouTube by a doctor who is telling you early signs of kidney failures and what to do if these signs are there. So again, it's a healthcare marketing communication. Is he promoting a brand? No, but he's creating awareness. Maybe in other videos he might come up, you know, why don't you come in this hospital and do a checkup? That has not yet happened, but that initial awareness campaign is happening throughout. That is why marketing communication helps consumers evaluate and distinguish service offerings. They highlight the service attributes related to quality. And the most important thing is they are highly skilled personnel and the physician's qualifications. Because otherwise the communication wouldn't work. You cannot just put a heart pumping in and out blood and show it in an animated. No, that has to be approved properly by a physician if this is working fine. The arrows, which way the blood comes in, which way it goes out. You know, the squeezing effect, everything. The other form of thing is on a time-specific promotion. So healthcare marketers may wish to advertise sales promotion like vaccine programs. The township I stay, I just saw an advertisement on a bus stop that we will soon come up with booster doses for kids less than 15 years old. If you have a kid, please register your name within 12 to 15 years so that the booster dose is given. So these are all communication, marketing communications. This is a time specific. Maybe by July it is going to be over. Maybe it is because of sales for a vaccination program, or maybe it's a diabetes program. Anything can be done. Finally, what it happens is the core of the service delivery or a result or the healthcare organizations often advertise the services with the help of physicians and the description of the service encounter. So please understand, whenever you're creating a healthcare marketing communication, you have to take a help from the physician because they are the clinical masters of that. You are not. You have not. Okay. I asked a doctor once that you said me that our body has excellent defense mechanism. The doctor said, you're absolutely right. And could you name some of them? He said, fever is a defense mechanism. Sneezing is a defense mechanism. Watery eye is a defense mechanism. Mucus is a defense mechanism. So I said, how? He said, the body is being created anatomically in such a way, they have a list of virus entered in your head. So the virologist inside your brain actually knows, okay, this is the virus, this is how I need to kill it. But the moment there is a new virus, he doesn't know how to kill it, and he gets into that zone of creating a high temperature, so the virus is destroyed. Now the body knows how to increase the temperature. The body doesn't know to decrease the temperature. So the paracetamol, so that's a defense mechanism. And because your fever is high and the other lungs are getting affected, the paracetamol is to decrease the temperature, not to fight with the virus. And the moment they say after the paracetamol is used, they use an antibiotic. Why? Because now, because the heat is on, has affected the virus, the antibiotic will kill the virus. Why do you think WHO is saying COVID will become a normal virus? Because we have antibodies being created of the immunity system that we have. So the healthcare marketing communications has to be in line with the physician's thought process and the description. They know it. It's clinical. Because when you have any antigen in your nose which is not known to the system, it sneezes you out. Or the sneezes that antigen out. The mucus, or typically you will see the moment you drink a cold, and if there is a little bit problem in your throat, you feel that little bit itchy, please understand there is a different antigen out there. Now don't come and tell me then it's a problem. No, that's a body. Body will take care of it. But what I'm trying to tell you is, I am not a clinical specialist, neither are you. Are you? This is better. When you're creating a marketing communication, speak to the physician. He or she will guide you in a better way. In one of the marketing communication, the American Association for Advertising Agencies, we call it the 4A, defines integrated marketing communications, IMC, as, quote, concept of marketing communication planning that recognizes the added value of a comprehensive plan that evaluates disciplines, for example, general advertising, direct responses, sales promotion, public relations, and combines those disciplines to provide clarity, consistency, and maximum communication impact. And this is given by the 4A, the American Association of Advertising Agencies. The most common important part of the communication is planned messages, which is deliberate, which is used for a campaign, sent through a controlled channels. Print advertising is one of the planned message, because the way I'm trying to process the message in the limited contents, the planned message. Services message, which is outcome of a service delivery process, and are influenced by the conceived service that you're offering, the personal and the equipment use. So I gave an example of those pro-diabetes machines. I forgot the actual name, but yes, there are machines. So those are service messages. The unplanned message is actually something which is the experience of the consumers with the organization. So the surveys, these messages organizations cannot control, because they are the most important one and they come from a different source. This is sent from one consumer to another, which we called, I have repeated it a lot, the word of mouth communication, the biggest advertising medium in today's world. Yes, you have brilliant ads, brilliant creative minds, but the way word of mouth communication creates brand equity, nothing else does. It is a mix of three things. What the organization says is a planned message. What the organization does is a service message. What others say and do as a message. So advertisement, direct marketing, sales promotion, websites, public relations, personal selling, online marketing. What other organization does for service messages, service processes, corporate design, physical evidence, clinical trials. What others say and do, news stories, word of mouth, blog and online ratings. NABH, I am not too sure, but I have heard or read it somewhere, NABH is coming with star rating. Today, if you go to any electronic store, you have the star rating. The 3 ratings, 4 ratings, 2 ratings, 5 ratings. So I believe NABH is coming. I'm not too sure. I am speculating on this. I read it somewhere, so I'm not too sure. But maybe in the near future, NABH as a governing body may come up with rating system for hospitals. and they might have. JD Power has it for automobiles in India. I forgot the governing body's name, Food and Drugs FTI, FISI, Food and, I forgot it. They have a rating system for every quality analysis that they do, which happened with Maggie in the Nestle. Initially, the sales were down. It has again picked up. Because if you look at the advertisements post what happened to Maggie, it was all related to the quality. So again, word of mouth. Again, public relations. Direct marketing, service processes. I have received inserts in newspapers stating what Maggie is doing, how they are doing. Although the lead and quantity, whatever the misguidance, whatever happened, happened. But they're doing it. That's the right mix of doing it. The integrated market is defined by the integration and coordination of multiple sources of information. The voice of an organization is no longer a marketing department. Trust me on this. Some big doctor is saying something, but instead of that doctor, if a patient shares a very good feedback, it's much better. Because that patient feedback is read and treated well by peers and everyone in the industry. The other effective IMC plan can be integrating online and offline. So communication can be online, communication can be offline, can lead to them to a website, can collect more information, can be word of mouth. But integrating online and offline is another effective applied of the online IMC plan. The communication instrument that provides efficient messages and integrating all communication channels into a strategic plan. So when I say all communication channels, news, okay. So I'm creating an awareness. So there is a TV advertisement. Exactly after 2 days, there is a newspaper insert. Exactly after 1 day, there is a social media campaign. Exactly after 2 days, there is a billboard. So it's up to you how you want to integrate and communicate all the channels. But it's a strategic plan how to integrate all the communication channels with connection to the marketing objectives. We spoke about marketing communications. Now we'll talk about the inbound marketing. I have stated earlier, I'm going to state throughout this, it's purely a theoretical way. So please bear with me. Marketing topics, advertising topics are not easy to maintain in throughout. So bear the patience as it's theoretical. Okay. It actually offers a way to reach your target audience, grow your business. Even in diverse and huge industry like healthcare, according to MD Connect, 73% of the consumers look for treatments online. 73% of consumers look for treatments online. 83% go through a hospital's website before booking an appointment. But these numbers are not less. If I don't go by the population of India, but even if I take 50% of the population of India, which is 60 crores, you have the numbers. Or even if I take a 1%, which is 6 crores, it's a huge number. So 73% of the consumers look for treatments online. What kind of treatments? That is immaterial. They're looking for a treatment, whether for a fever, cough, cold, or whatever. And 83% go through a hospital website before booking an appointment. Imagine. So that means out of 100, 83 people are looking at your website before booking an appointment. 83 people. Now imagine if your hospital's website has that kind of a marketing which reaches the target audience. Imagine what will happen. Even if I take 50% of that 83 people turn up after reading your hospital website, you have a footfall of 40. The choice is yours. So it's basically a website is built or an inbound marketing is done for educating, retaining, engaging, motivating or patients, whether they are potential, existing or new. If you go to a hospital website, they talk about these are the medical applies. This is what you do. This is how you take an appointment. I took an appointment of eye care hospital from a website. I mean, they had a phone number. I had to call them, but they did tell me the process. You know, once you call the phone number, they'll give you a number. You have to register yourself for the first time. These are the fees and all these things. So things are changing and operates with trust as its core principle. It has the capability of connecting with its audience much, much higher than any other organization. And it can drive growth at the same time. And it is done most effectively with inbound marketing. How? It's an overview of inbound marketing strategy. Getting started by answering customer questions. As simple as that. You have a chatbot. Ask the question, gives you an answer. Real world example of inbound marketing done right. What's your website needs to support inbound efforts? You know, inbound strategy number one, lead with empathy. I am not going to talk this much. I've spoken at large about what does lead with empathy from there. Just to make you understand, a simple, so you have entered, so you will see there are a lot of websites today has a contact details. Let's say I have put in a message to a hospital that I'm unable to book an appointment through the website. Can you help me out? As simple as that. And within, let's say 5 minutes, I get a call. What will be my thought process? I get a call in 2 hours. What will be my thought process? I get a call in 2 days. What will be my thought process? Because it's a strategy is to contain, but most medical practices spend an awful lot of time talking about themselves rather than the customers. It's okay. I'm fine. But your emotions has to be there. You can't wait for 2 days to make a call. You can't wait that till the time I get 50 responses, I'll call to 50 customers. You've got one response, hit it. You show them the potential customers that you understand what's it like to be in their shoes. Sir, I know you have been in a troubled times. I've read what you wanted to do. Sir, would you be doing an appointment through me or do I direct you to the appointment clerk? Or you can walk into a hospital. Which of the options do you choose? So, you know, it is to understand their needs, the emotion, the felt factor. And the moment you pay more attention towards the, what you're saying, it creates a reference you from the competition. That's lead with empathy. You have to build your reputation. You know, when a potential patient needs confidence, they're making the right decision before they're buying or submit a lead. I mean, the trust factor is there. It is also means putting those reviews and testimonials to work in marketing materials. You know, get permissions and showcase them on your website, feature them in content and communications. If you walk into a hospital today, there are more audio visuals of a patient rather than a doctor speaking. This means you're soliciting and managing reviews. You are, have automated reputation management program. You have customer care program. You have customer survey program. So build your reputation using this. Clarify your message. I'm going to read this as a statement. What is written, you can read it also, but still for the benefit of all. According to Facebook, people spend only 1.7 seconds with a piece of content. 1.7 seconds. So if you go back to that factor of 83% goes to the website to check before they want to book an appointment, their response time there is 1.7 seconds, which means that if your message is not easily or quickly understandable, you're gone. It is not that they will practice or remember. It is not to do with that. Start being simple. Take a step and evaluate your current message. How simple can I be? Okay. How clear and concise can you be? Why do you think the ambiguous statement creates room for misinterpretation? To keep it very simple. Don't leave any room. Sir, if you have a heart problem, call this number, book an appointment, we'll check. Or, sir, there is a chatbot. You can raise your questions there. If your heartbeat is so and so, this other problem is heart and so. So that means you're able to generate the simplicity through that. So clarify. Invest in site retargeting. You know, how many of you understand search engine optimization? So one of the most inbound strategy for healthcare can be built on solid content, great SEO, but media is an essential part of creating the medical practice with high velocity patient acquisition. See, if you look at what we're speaking for last two chapters of advertising, marketing plan, implementing, it is boiling to the center core of patient value, patient empathy, patient acquisition, patient need, patient feel, patient understanding, patient thought process, patient psychology, everything. So you're retargeting the most important media strategy probably you aren't using. The goal of a retargeting campaign is to convert those who have already visited your site. You cannot retarget a person who has not visited your site. It is small but highly qualified audience requires only a small amount of investment and trends a very high conversion rate. 1.7 seconds, if the message is clear, it's a hit. 1.7 second, message is not clear, gone. So start collecting your remarketing audience by placing Facebook and Google ads to collect audiences quickly. Few simple ads. Remember one line. These are previous site visitors, so don't be afraid to be more directly ask for a conversation. Chatbot. Use video. One of the best form of marketing strategies for healthcare or marketing communication is short videos. Why do you think when a advertisement video is made, initially it is made around 1.5 to 2 minutes. That's what I know. But later it is cut into a 30-second window. The entire video of 1.5 to 2 minutes, it's cut into 30 seconds. Why do you think the 30-second window is needed? What is the response time? 1.7 seconds in websites to read something. So video would be a little bit more. So they say a person judges you in 6 seconds. So if I see a visual, it's 6 seconds. 6 seconds is that eye-catching factor of a video or an advertisement. If in that 6 seconds, okay, the first Fevikwik ad ran for 1.5 minutes and we are all bored. What is happening? What is happening? What is happening? If you look at the current Fevikwik ad, it's only simple. First, the fisherman goes. Day one, doesn't happen. Day two, doesn't happen. Day three, the villager comes, does the Fevikwik ad and goes. So, 6, 6, 6, 18 seconds. For various places, it can be a different one. So, the first video, you can be used to introduce a physician or other key staff. The second video can be done, how do you build empathy and start a relationship and practice before an actual visit. So you can do n number of videos. You can use videos to showcase your strength from a patient. So in your website, there might be a page or a column where you can type in the customer feedback. You can put it there with the permission of the customer or the patient, of course. It's the most effective way, guys. This can be recording to instill trust, confidence, empathy, potential, education, awareness, concepts that are difficult to understand. This is the way you can build them. You can explain them a complex procedure. I have been into hospital with one of the medical practitioners, and I was with one of the top cardiovascular surgeons in Bombay. He was showing a patient using a video to tell that person what will happen in the surgery, how he will operate it, where the needle will go, so on and so forth. After that, because of my own understanding, a little bit of craziness here in the top half. So I asked the patient, did you understand? He said, yes, I'm absolutely clear. And I'm so happy that the doctor is letting me know what is going to happen in every step. So I am now ready. I am aware. That's the key aspect. And finally, most practice will use video for patient testimonials. I mean, it's a long usage. Everywhere, if you use every targeted business objective, if they can use the targeted customer segment testimonials, nothing like it. You know, I was thinking of an example that when you're taking a video, okay, it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to call Amitabh Bachchan or doctors of the top level. It can be as simple as you take a video camera or you take a mobile phone, shoot a video of a customer's testimony and create your own video. A non-professional video can be highly motivating for a potential patient. So it need not be flashy always. Okay. Think beyond forms. Actually, the thing beyond forms has come from the contact us thought process, but it is used by marketers in a different way. You're actually leaving money on the table with a lead form, but the default contact us form most marketers rely on doesn't provide those. So you use the name in a different thing beyond form for a potential patient beyond letting them ask a question. So you can use those taglines as a thing beyond form. So when you're leaving that money on the table with a lead form, the default contact us is not actually required because it doesn't provide much value. But if I create that as a thing beyond form, what are you thinking next? How do you want this to be improved? How is your experience? Do you think this experience can be improved? Since it's a thing beyond form, we never have got success in building forms. Honestly, example would be the pain assessment forms we have created for spine practices, the after surgery forms for open heart surgeries. Because when you asking a lead information, we should ask them questions about the issues they are trying to resolve rather than their ways to do. Because it helps the practice better qualify than the lead before a conversation. If I go ahead and ask, how was your pain? Did you feel less pain or more pain? But if I ask this question, okay, how was your experience with the surgeon? How did you feel during the operation? Was every method being clear to you? See, it's the communication method. It's a success building form. 7, conversational marketing. I do not know how many of you know, finally, very innovative marketeers have created conversational marketing into their inbound marketing strategies. It actually provides an ability for a potential patient to message with your practice, can result in more leads. Example, if you have seen the Dove ad, so there are two group of women talking to each other. One group of women saying, you know, your skin looks so moist, so soft, and so on and so forth. Somebody says, can you guess what's the product I use? He said, it's a moisturizer or it's a lotion or whatever it is. And then somebody says, it's a conversational advertisement or a conversational marketing. So what you can create is, there is a conversation going on with a doctor and a patient and how the communication was. Or you have scheduled a phone call, an appointment, maybe daunting, or maybe how easier for you to ask those questions or create a phone call magic by, you know, scheduling an appointment. So all these things are conversational marketing. I would not take the name of the hospital for obvious reasons. A hospital has a practice of, if you have stepped a foot and created a lead form or a registration form once, they will call you. This is the way they call. First, how are you doing today? How's your health? How's your health going? Last time you came to us, you were treated for A, B, C. How is that going? Did you follow up with the doctor? Did you meet with the follow-up date? Have you practiced the medication as prescribed? Have you practiced the fooding habits as discussed? Would you like to go for an appointment to check whether you're on the right track or not? Amazing. How? Conversational marketing. But, you know, end of the day, the middle circle is patient and the outer circle is the communication. That's the key aspect.